Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630, as well as our live listening audience outside the wire in occupied territory across the country and various other conservative strongholds, other redoubts. Welcome and welcome, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you for that. And hello to everyone out there that's listening. We've got, we've got some cold weather on the way.
Oh, yes. Hey, heads up, patriots. Bundle up. It is tomorrow, Friday is supposed to be, like, we're supposed to wake up to, like, -1, but the wind chill factor, they're saying, as low as -20 throughout the area.
Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah, it's that's the Spokane, Deer Park, Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, Colville, you know, the whole area out on the plains a little bit, just a slightly warmer. I mean, it's still, you know, like 9 or 10 degrees. They're not expecting those temperatures to be that low, but yeah, animals.
Make sure to bring them in or make sure they have shelter of something to get out of that wind.
Yeah.
That is going to be cold.
Jeez. That would be just, you know, I always think about that scripture, you know, pray that your flight not be in the winter, you know.
And right,
But you think how some of our adversaries think, like Chinese or Russians, what an optimum time to hit the country with a cyber attack or an EMP or something like that. Just like snuffs out your electrical power grid.
Right when it's coldest, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Right going into winter. I mean, it's like January 1, just boom, lights out.
And we've been really, really blessed to not have such cold temperatures throughout January.
I mean,
we had some really warm days. I mean, an awful lot of above 30 degrees. You know, we even saw 40s in January.
Oh, I know.
And so now to be hitting February and a -20 coming with the wind chill factor.
Yeah, it will not be a good day to be on your motorcycles. So
exactly.
Oh, man.
Darn.
Well, that just ruined that day. So
right.
Yeah, we did not get a chance to ride our bikes nearly as much as we would like to have. I mean, it was just usually for errands.
Right.
Let's go to the post office. Got to go to the bank. Well, I may as well take the bikes. It's just any excuse, right? But
yep.
Nothing really. We didn't get to have fun.
Well, you know,
fun's
it was,
over. Canceled.
Everything was in lockdown, and I think that kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit. Because where you're used to being able to go and just have fun, just jump on your bike and go zip down for lunch or dinner or whatever,
and now they got to have a retard episode with the mandatory, you know, you covering your face.
Right, right, and so it just didn't seem that appealing this last year.
Right.
So
yeah.
But
well, that's okay. Okay, so my goodness, we've got
Let's get to the word of the day,
yeah.
Shall we? Because we've got an awful lot that we wanted to cover, and especially since today is Thursday, Thrash a Commie Thursday, and
Oh
my gosh, do they have it coming.
Oh yeah.
It's been a while since Inauguration Day, and you think that a lot of our annoyance and anger and frustration would have subsided, but it's only because we keep limiting our intake of the current events, right? And
yes.
So every time that we have to look into the news, it's extremely maddening. So anyway,
yeah.
the word of the day comes to us from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 21, which read under the title, Jesus Counsels the Rich Young Ruler. And it reads, now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. But he was sad at this word, and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. And so that is the end of that. And what really stood out to us when we read this earlier, we actually read this very same story out of Luke 18 earlier. And so when I opened to the Word of the Day and it was on this same story in Mark, I went, oh, well, I guess he wants us to discuss this.
Right.
And what stood out was they misinterpreted what Jesus' statement was saying. They thought he was saying that God blocks rich men from coming into his kingdom, but that's not the case. Jesus was saying how hard it is for someone to part with their own possessions.
Right.
And it's harder for them to part from their stuff than it is for a camel to fit through an eye of a needle.
Yeah, it's not like they're being prevented. It's their own choice when they have so much more to give up in their own perception.
Right.
You know, and a lot of them are just not willing to give up all of that. Their treasures here on earth, their little heaven on earth that they're trying to create.
Right, and for such a limited understanding of the kingdom of God, they're selling themselves severely short, thinking that their possessions would be greater than what God has waiting for them in heaven, right? Boy, that is a very short-sighted and unfortunate frame of mind to have, and to be willing to cling to that where moth and rust destroy instead of laying up your treasure in heaven, right? Because once you get there, you're never going to look back. You're never going to be looking back wishing you had something here ever again. You'd be so happy to be there. So, In fact, it says in word definitions, when it describes the joy of the Lord, like being in the company of the Lord, it describes that we will have the joy of the Lord. And the Hebrew version of that word means like ecstatic joy. Like not you're just happy. You're not just smiley to be there or whatever. You're not just in a good mood. You're like jumping.
You're celebrating.
You're celebrating. You're jumping for joy, like ecstatic, like can hardly even contain yourself joyful.
Right.
So that's going to be our response to being in heaven, that you know, we need to keep that in mind.
I know that feeling, kind of like when we finally got our water back 2 days
ago. Yes, yes. And before the negative 20s coming.
Oh, my goodness. Hooray. I know. That's the other thing, too. We got everything backfilled. It's like, I don't know, it's like 150 feet of ditch.
Yep.
Replacing it broken in two places.
Yep.
How that happened.
I can't figure that out. It's more than 6 feet under. More than 6 feet. There was like over 8 feet in some places. Yeah. And still somehow it managed to break. That's unexplainable.
I know. So we got it. And backfilled before, like you said, all this minus one plus. Well, the wind chill is just, that's killer. Anything exposed to the wind.
Right. And can we just say that the friends that came to help us with this, you talk about a blessing from God.
Yeah.
Wow. They jumped in not just once, but twice.
Twice.
Yep. On this event.
Did this once before, and found a break, fixed it.
Right?
Well, we're not going to test it. It's kind of cold. We'll let everything set up, and you don't want to put any pressure on the joints, you know, so let's just go ahead and backfill it. We found the break. So it's done.
Yeah, right.
Fixed.
Whoops.
After they leave with the excavator, then we turn the water on and no water. Oh, my goodness. So
they were truly amazing. Blew us totally away. We're so very thankful for them. And that was,
all day,
like I said, a blessing.
Yep, it was a popsicle day. Like, we were the popsicles.
Yes.
All day out there. So, man, what an awesome blessing. Again, it's just, it's the celebration, that joy, that woohoo.
No kidding. All
the things we take for granted.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. God certainly works through people. That's for sure. So
rough. Now we're able to finally get caught up. We have been actually got a lot of stuff getting caught up, emails and, so it's a good feeling. It's just a really good feeling. Okay. Thank you for that scripture. That's really good. Makes you really think.
Yep.
Really
think
about stuff. There is what we've been thinking about, what you said right before you started the word of the day. You said, it's been so difficult just looking at the news, like it's disappointing. And it's so disappointing because this regime they're just flinging executive orders and making all these edicts and, you know, just laying the hardcore tyranny.
Yeah, totally out of control.
Down.
And lawlessly.
So, yeah. And that is disappointing, but we need to remember we're not looking at these as news stories like, oh, what's the Biden administration doing today? It's not the Biden administration. It's the regime. It was an illegal election. And we're not following the news stories as far as what they're up to. These are indictments.
Yes.
And that's how we need to be looking at this. They're unlawful. They're in there unlawfully. They're acting unlawfully. The Senate is trying to, you know, impeach someone they claim isn't even the president. You can't impeach somebody that's not the president. You can't impeach a president that's not a president.
Right, unless they actually understand that he still really is legally the president.
Yeah, so right? We have six rhinos. Oh, we have way more than that. But we had six actually join the communists,
yep,
which are now, they go by Democrat.
Yes, they do.
So the six Republicans have committed the traitorous acts by joining the enemies of our country.
Right.
So and that's all the other ones that didn't even vote to continue with the impeachment, but they have done so many destructive things all across the board in other areas.
Right. And you and I were talking about this and trying to, you know, wrap our minds around, how do you convey this as not being news, right? I mean, it doesn't even follow a logical train of thought, because logic says, first of all, they didn't win.
Right.
First of all, they have no legal standing to be where they are.
Right.
And so then to follow anything after that makes no sense at all.
Except that we need to watch the tyranny that they are trying to, the
crimes are
unlawful,
committing.
The unlawful acts and unconstitutional, aka unlawful acts that they are trying to perpetrate on us and enforce onto us, so that we can look at those as indictments, so we can follow what they're trying to do. And now here's a good example right here. This is from the Boston Herald. Now this is not part of the Biden regime, but it's the same ilk. It's the same, they're cut from the same cloth. Matter of fact, after this article, I wouldn't be surprised if this regime tried to hire him. But there was a Zoom meeting talking about in Massachusetts. It's climate change. This is the article that came from, it's the Boston Herald. Okay, so climate change has always been a cover for what big government operatives really want: control. David Ismay, the climate czar of Massachusetts, said 60% of our emissions come from you and me, residential heating and passenger vehicle. He's openly threatening the ability of citizens to legally heat their own homes or drive their own vehicles. So he plans to intentionally regulate taxes so much that they cannot afford to own and heat a home of their own. They will have to rent some kind of government efficiency dwelling as part of the Great Reset, which openly states that citizens will own nothing and be happy. That's exactly how communists think.
Right, exactly.
So he says, you, the senior on fixed income, there's no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at, to turn the screws on and, you know, break their will so they stop emitting. That's you, he said, in this meeting. He says, we have to break your will. And then he says, I can't even say that publicly. This is what he's saying to the Zoom meeting. And they're all just like nodding. You're like, they're just these energy, these policymakers, unelected bureaucrats.
Right.
Matter of fact, I've got the audio. Here's his words. I mean, this guy even looks like he should be on the Biden regime role.
Right. Yes. To listen to his own audio. This is staggering.
Yeah. And then we'll take a break. And we got more when we come back. So
that's right.
I'll stay right there.
You know, one thing that we found through our analysis is that 60% of our emissions come from, as I have been starting to say, you and me, except you guys are in Vermont. 60% of our emissions come from residential heating and passenger vehicles. So let me say that again. 60% of our emissions that need to be reduced come from you, the person across the street, the senior on fixed income, right? There is no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at, turn the screws on, and, you know, break their will so they stop emitting. That's you. We have to break your will, right? I can't even say that publicly. What I'm trying to say is,
there you go. So that's what's on inside of these people's heads.
Well, and that's scary because he particularly pointed out seniors on fixed income, which the UN agenda has always had it out for the elderly and the people that they view are no longer productive.
Yeah, the consumers.
It's that whole eugenics frame of mind where there's only a certain people that they want out there, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's particularly disturbing. I think
I know that right before we did the show, you were looking at the news and the Epoch Times saying this is exactly why I've been avoiding the news, because seeing this stuff, these people are absolutely out of their minds and they're in control, they're in charge.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. It really is. It's like the lunatics are running the asylum, but it's like worse though. This is like a crazed, wild-eyed madman on PCP just walked in with two guns in his hands, and everybody's scattering. Right now, this is kind of where we are right now, with everybody like peeking out the windows and peeking around the door to see what this guy's going to do. Of course, this guy being representative of this whole regime.
Right.
Not even Biden. He's a puppet. All of the people that the deep state globalist communists have inserted into this regime around him being the puppet, the fake president. That's what's scary.
Well, it is, because I mean, this is worse than any election that you could ever possibly imagine, even being a bad election. It's not an election. It's a coup. And,
right.
And what we're seeing is the products of a coup. I mean, this Epoch Times article that I was looking at is just so mind blowing to me. It just really, really makes me so angry. It's called, The Top Communist Official Warns the Biden Admin to Play by the CCP Rules, Chinese Communist Party rules. And in this picture, you see, the senior CCP official Yang Jiechi and Joe Biden sitting there, and Yang Jiechi is leaning over telling Biden basically what he is and is not going to be doing from now on. And so it says that in an effort to pressure the new administration, CCP diplomat lays out which issues cross the red line and which are acceptable to China.
Stop giving Hunter Biden money? And
I know, right? And he says, Okay, so this guy, China's top diplomat, Yang Jiechi, warned the Biden administration not to cross Beijing's red line in a half-hour speech on February 1st. He said, the United States should stop interference in the affairs of Hong Kong, Tibet, and Xinjiang, Yang said, calling the issues regarding the three regions China's internal affairs. And he goes on to say, they constitute a red line that must not be crossed, Yang added, and any trespassing would end up undermining the China-U.S. relations and the United States' own interests. And he told, he also told the United States that it should strictly abide by the One China principle with regards to Taiwan, which is a self-ruled island that Beijing claims is part of its own territory.
Right.
And yet it isn't. And so the Trump administration had confronted China on its human rights violations against Falun Gong adherents, Hong Kongers, Tibetans, the Uyghurs, and other Muslims, imposing the visa restrictions and sanctions against the CCP officials that were responsible for that abuse.
Yeah,
That was the smartest thing, is to sanction these CCP officials, because apparently that's what really gets to them, is the sanctioning. You can do all sorts of other stuff, but unless you sanction them individually, it becomes it's not really much of a threat to them.
Right.
And so additionally, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo designated the CCP's persecution of the Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim ethnic minorities as genocide and crimes against humanity. And so, and yet here he is. He's leaning across telling Biden what he is and isn't going to do.
That's maddening. That is just...
Oh, it's so infuriating.
That was just like watching the previous president, the 44th president, who shall not be named, watching him bow down.
Bow to the Saudis.
Yeah, to Muslim rulers, you know, in a sign of submission and apologizing for the United States. You know, now these ignoramuses, they've got so many projects, parallel projects, going as fast as they can get them moving forward, from slavery reparation to taxes to shutting down our independence on energy independence.
We're watching total lawlessness. To me, in my mind, watching what's happening right now and how they're not recognizing the law. They're just kind of doing whatever they want, whenever they want. Under a lie. This is so deceptive. It's just unbelievable. And it feels like anarchy to me. Is what this feels like, because it's all based on a lie. Our election was stolen. Our rightful president is in exile, and here they are all. It's like a free for all, and
it feels like Nazi Germany just has taken over. It feels like us, the Bolsheviks, have just taken over, and now they're Stalin, you know, being put in power. There's Pol Pot just one after another example of times when you look back at history and say, how could that have happened? How could that have been allowed to happen? And then we say, well, never again. Never again will we let that happen until it happens again. And a lot of us have been warning from the rooftops, the United States is not exempt from this. And here's the signs, the symptoms, and the warning signs that we need to pay attention to so we can fix this, so we don't go down that path.
Right.
Learn from people before who've gone before us, but
because you've either got laws and we actually have our president seated, or there's no laws being upheld and we are where we are right now.
That's right. Well, where we are right now is right up against a short break, and then a very, very short segment too. So this segment is brought to you by EMP Shield, veteran-owned businesses with products to protect your electronic equipment and your home and your vehicles. Check them out at empshield.com, and we'll be right back.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communists and the socialists.
One in 1,000 African-Americans has been killed because of the coronavirus. And if he doesn't do something quickly, by the end of the year, one in 500 will have been killed. One in 500 African-Americans.
Welcome back to segment two, a very short segment two. We got long-winded in segment one. But segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. Strategicself-defense.com is the website to learn more about how you can get customized professional training in your home, your business, your vehicles with the home field advantage. Check them out, strategicself-defense.com. All right, Lady Liberty, you've got something out of Washington State, a guy that we both really admire, look up to, who's done a ton of awesome work, Glenn Morgan.
That's right.
From We the Governed.
Right, dot Great. Com. WeTheGoverned.com, if you wanted to look it up.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely do. He's just, he's one of the most effective activists I've ever personally known.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And he's taken a stand for property rights in a huge way, and all sorts of different rights. And recently he did a free speech event where he was expecting to be arrested because they're suspending the right of free speech at the Capitol, on the campus of the Capitol. And so he organized this event, and he describes it as being victorious because he wasn't arrested and they allowed him free speech, right? And he says, despite the rain, a decent crowd of witnesses showed up to practice an act of free assembly, an act of free speech, the right to petition our legislature for a redress of grievances, free press, and with prayers, the right to practice religion. And so he considers it a victory. And so we just really wanted to direct you to that website to look up that article. He has so many excellent, excellent points.
They had previously threatened to arrest anybody who would go there. And speak out. So he committed an act of free speech.
That's right.
And more.
That's right. And we want to see that duplicated all over the nation as much as possible.
Very inspirational. All right. Well, we had more time for that, but we're out of time. So God bless you guys. You be safe. See you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here.
Have an awesome Thrash-a-commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you out there.